RN Breakfast with Ellen Fanning.
Let's check in with Canberra, where the Abbott government is in damage control this morning following reports the Liberals tricked their coalition partners, the Nationals, into accepting the reintroduction of an indexation of petrol excise. Try saying that quickly, Trice. The reintroduction of the indexation of petrol excise, which was one of the big savings measures in last month's budget. Political editor Alison Carabine, always coherent and calm, joins us now from Canberra. Now, what coalition's not playing happy families? What's the allegation here about the trickery?
Well, it was a report on ABC television last night that essentially claimed that the Libs duped the Nats into supporting what would have been an unpopular policy with the Nationals constituency in the bush, that is the reintroduction of petrol excise indexation. The Liberals now feeling reportedly quite chuffed that they got one over the Nats. Now, how they reportedly did it is they deliberately created some pre-budget speculation about another measure that would have been even more noxious to the Nats, and that was cutting the diesel fuel rebate, which is worth billions of dollars, mainly to miners, but also to farmers. Now, thinking that they had been misled into believing that the rebate was now in play, the Nats allegedly rolled over and accepted the less onerous measure, that is the reindexation of petrol excise being the lesser of two evils for the bush. Now, if it's true, the Nats were played for a song by the Liberals, leading to some pretty obvious lines this morning from the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen.
If the National Party can't trust the Liberal Party, how can the Australian people ever trust the Liberal Party? This is a fundamental matter of honesty. If the Australian people can see that Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey tricked their National Party coalition colleagues, then the Australian people have every right to expect, after an election campaign based on deceit, that the Liberal Party just can't be honest with them.
Now, there's been a number of senior Liberals out and about today. They are all emphatically denying this story. Here's the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann.
That story which ran last night was completely false. Anyone that was involved in that process, and I was personally involved at every step of the way in that process, anyone that was involved in the process of putting the budget together could not possibly have come up with that sort of proposition.
And Ellen, finally, a rather exasperated Barnaby Joyce, the Nationals' deputy leader.
I spoke to the Treasurer. He said it just didn't happen. Maybe it's a cunning plan. Well, it's a very cunning plan. It only remains a cunning plan if you keep it a cunning secret. And if telling the Fourth Estate so they can put it on the 7 o'clock news is not a very cunning plan. So it seems to suggest that it is a statement not by a person who was not actually part of the negotiations, who's not actually in Cabinet, who probably has their own view of what might have happened, and it didn't happen.
So Barnaby Joyce does readily concede that someone from the government did speak with Mark Simpkin, the ABC journalist. There's always angst between the coalition parties. Life can get pretty fractious between the Liberals and the Nats. And it does remind me of a time back in the Howard years when the Nats were up in arms over a particular policy. They were very unhappy with their Liberal colleagues. I asked the then Workplace Minister, Peter Reith, if National MPs were revolting, and his quick my reply, Ellen, was no, not at all. They happen to be very nice people.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Alison Carabine. And Blackadder there contributing to the parliamentary speak. A plan so cunning you could pin a tail on it and call it a weasel. 10 minutes to 9.